How to increase your website visits without paying for traffic. There are many simple ways for any business or organization to increase website traffic, most of which are organic or free, all without paying for that important stream of potential customers. After all, you need to watch your bottom line and marketing budget, so let's cut to the chase and look at a few of the quickest ways to get additional web traffic. Number one, create a free Google My Business listing. When you go to Google and search for a business, you will see on the right side of the screen, it populates with information about that business. The address, website, phone number, photos of the business, current discounts or offers, etc. That's the Google My Business section, and you can claim this for free. An optimized Google My Business listing gets 7 times more visits than an incomplete one. Don't forget the GMB listing also links to your website. So, this is your first step at getting more traffic to your website, and it increases your SEO results as well. Speaking of which, number two, SEO, or search engine optimization. You've heard the term numerous times, but do you know what it means? SEO stands for search engine optimization. This is the work performed on your website, typically in the admin panel or the code, and the work performed outside of your website. These two are often referred to as on-site or on-page and off-site or off-page optimization. The on-site work is the stuff in the back end of the site, such as the meta tags, descriptions, and more, and the off-site work is sending the URL to Google and Bing, the submission of blogs to online directories, etc. So number three is write a blog. A great way to become an expert in the field is by writing blogs for your website. You should write a blog no less than 350 words at least once a week. You can even submit the blogs to blogging sites online. This is also a great off-page optimization tactic. However, this is very important. You should not submit content that is on your website in the blog that you submit to online directories or blog sites. This needs to be two completely different or separate articles. If they are the same, this can actually work against you as this creates replicant content and Google and Bing will penalize your site. So write about topics related to your business or organization. Amazing how this all blends together, but you can even promote it on social media, which leads to number four, social media. Everyone is on social media. It doesn't matter which platform. It can be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, Pinterest. We all spend time, often too much time, posting photos and updating our family and friends on what's going on in our life, career, our kids, etc. So, if you own a business, you need to also use the platforms to promote your company or organization. Make sure you've updated your profile to include a description about your company, your website address, hours of operation, and more. This will generate additional traffic, especially if you post daily and regularly, also very important, and include a link to your website. You can do this with blogs, events in the community, whatever you're up to. Just post and always share your link. Traffic is traffic and you will get it. Number five, lastly, is email signature. This is one area that most forget to take advantage of. How often do you send emails in a day? Week? Month? Year? Imagine not including your website in your email signature. You're literally doing yourself and your organization a disservice, as this is another free way to get traffic to your website. Promote your social media icons and any services or community event or blog along with a link back to your website. In doing so, anyone reading your email will get the latest news and likely click to visit your page. As you can see, the cost of traffic doesn't have to be one that sets you back. In fact, website traffic can be one of the easiest and most cost-effective ways to generate additional revenue. You just have to get it first. It doesn't always have to be a paid Google or Facebook ad campaign. You can simply use the suggestions in this blog or podcast, and you can watch your traffic and sales start to grow.